We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is Chasten Music. How are you doing this morning, Pastor?
I'm great.
Yes. Amen.
Beautiful morning.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page, and we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Gateway Church, located here in Elk City. Yay. I think I covered it all. Would you pray to start us out, sir?
Absolutely. No, Father, we just thank you for today, this opportunity, Lord, this day that you have blessed us with. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you would just lead us and guide us this hour. Lord, I pray that you'd be with our listeners today. I pray that you would just minister, Lord, to them. I pray, Lord, that we just take your word in with an open mind and an open heart today. Lord, let us receive all that you have, Lord, for us this morning. Lord, I just continue to pray, Lord, that you would just bless this program. I continue to pray, Lord, for new doors, new opportunities, Lord, for you just to increase mightily, Lord, in and through our listeners and all, Lord, that this program touches all around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I like your title this morning, An Offering of Thanksgiving.
An Offering of Thanksgiving. Yeah, this is just kind of the direction I felt led today. And I think it's, it's kind of foggy driving in this morning and kind of gloomy and all, but it still reminds us of the goodness of God, and that there's still time, there's still an opportunity to give thanks. And tomorrow is Thanksgiving, our national holiday that we do celebrate. But I think as a believer and in Jesus Christ, every day is a day of thanksgiving, of gratitude and honor unto the Lord. And so this hour today, I do want us just to rejoice together in the Lord. And I'm going to share some scriptures today. Most of the scriptures this morning is going to be in the book of Psalms. And so I thought, what better place to go to of an example and of a man of giving thanks, mm-hmm. giving glory, giving honor than David. All through the Psalms, it's just uplifting, it's encouraging. And so that's what I want us just to get from this today, is that there's still a lot of good going on. There's still a lot to be thankful for. There's still a lot to know that God is blessing and that God is doing. So that's kind of where we're going this morning. As we said, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. It's a time where many's going to be gathering together with family and friends, and time of taking the time, saying, "Okay, I'm setting this day aside just to be thankful," mm-hmm. and time of fellowship. Always lots of great things to eat. Continue to pray the calories away. watch football and just relax. A lot of times people get so caught up in the busyness and they don't take the time to relax. But it seems like on Thanksgiving, it's the time where they just set aside and say, "I'm thankful. I'm going to take this time and relax." But it should also be a time, we also got to be reminded that it's a time that we should continue to offer up thanksgiving. Mm. Unto the Lord, thank him for what he's done for us this year. Thank him for how far he's brought us. It's been a very difficult last few years, with viruses and even this year with flu and this RSV and all of this. But there's still a number of things that we can be thankful for. And so we should take this time and offer up an offering of thanksgiving enough praise, enough gratitude unto the Lord. And so I'd like to begin in a passage of Scripture in Psalms 34. I love this passage of Scripture. It's one of my favorites in all of the Bible. It's just uplifting. And I'm going to read all 8 verses here. And it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. And like verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. That's just uplifting. That's just encouraging right there. I want to share a few more. Let's go to Psalms chapter number 50. Verses 14 and 15. In this passage here, it says, offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. And so all through here, we just find uplifting passages in Scripture, David sharing with us, showing us a number of different things. Now let's go over to Psalms 118 and verse number 24. I love this as well. I reference it a lot, especially on Sunday mornings. And it says this, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And if you take this passage and go a little further in the Amplified Version, this is what the Amplified Version says in this passage. It says, this is the day in which God has saved me. This is the day in which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And so if there's nothing else, if we can't find anything else to rejoice, if we can't find anything else to be thankful for, David reminds us here, has God saved you? Are you saved? Are you born again? Let's praise him that we're saved. Let's praise him that we're born again. Let's praise him that we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Not because of our works, not because of who we are, but because of how good and how gracious God is in our life. And so, as we said, there's difficult times. We face difficult years. Year of COVID was terrible. I listened to Pastor Scott yesterday's message. I go back a lot of times and listen to these messages. I don't always have the time to watch them live, but I go back and listen and watch them. And they're uplifting, they're encouraging, and how he was talking about, you know, in all circumstances and everything, continue to give thanks. And so it's just a reminder to us, in everything, we've got to continue to rejoice in the Lord, continue to give thanks and celebrate what the Lord is doing. You know, just be reminded that God, you know, whatever we're facing, whatever we're going through, whatever difficulty, be reminded and know that God is steadfast and he is unmovable. And so we can be thankful in that he is steadfast and he is unmovable. And so since he's steadfast and unmovable, we can be like David. We can then say, I will, I can, I am able to bless the Lord at all times. How is that possible? Because Christ remains steadfast and unmovable. He's not going to be shaken. He's not going to be moved by what's happening, what's taking place. And so we can continue to stand with him, rely on him, and say, you know what? I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm going to be able to make it through. I'm going to be able to get past where I'm at right now and just to offer thanks unto him. You know, no matter what we have to face or no matter what we have to go through, no matter what the journey may lie before us, that we can still bless the Lord in every season of our life. Every journey, every season, we still have something to be thankful for. We still have something to be grateful for. In Psalms 34 in verse number 3. David said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." And so it's a reminder here, reminder for our listeners today, we're not in it alone. We're not in it alone. The Lord is with us, but I'm thankful that we also have Christ-like believers going along beside us and say, you know what, I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to encourage you, you know, and so you're not facing it alone. So that's what David is saying. He's saying, you know what, it's going to be times and difficulties. You're not going to be able to do it on your own. Come magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Let's do it together. Let's do it as a oneness. You know, if there's anyone that knew and understood what it meant to praise, what it meant to magnify and glorify the Lord, it was David. He knew what it meant. He knew what it was to offer up thanksgiving unto the Lord. Because we got to be reminded that Scripture tells us that David was a man after God's own heart. Mm-hmm. So he went after the good things in God. He went after God with everything that he had and had within his life. And we've got to do that also. We've got to do that as a child of God, as a believer. We've got to have that heart of thanksgiving. We've got to have that heart of gratitude. That's what takes a believer. That's what takes it from just a holiday, a one-time holiday event that we celebrate for a short time and say, okay, this is going to be a part of my life every single day. It's a heart that's all full of God's goodness, all of God's glory. If we just step back and just think of how far the Lord has brought us, what he has done within our life, there would not be enough time in this life to give thanks and glory and honor unto the Lord. So it's reminding that, just having that heart of gratitude, having that heart of praise, having that heart of thanksgiving. You know, whenever we have that heart that's full of God, that's full of the goodness of God, it is going to be a heart full of praise, and it is going to be a heart full of gratitude. That's what's going to be full of our lives. That's what's going to be full in our heart. And we've got to be reminded, whatever's on the inside is what's going to be shown and come out on the outside. Mm-hmm. And so if we just have all of the gloom and the doom all other 364 days of the year, but the one day we give thanks, and then it just repeats over and over and over, that's what's going to continue to come out. And so, but if we look at it a different way and say, okay, I'm going to focus, I'm going to look at all of what the Lord is able to do, whether it has not come to pass yet, I'm going to continue to believe, I'm going to continue to be grateful, I'm going to continue to praise him in everything, your life, your heart's going to be full of that, that's what's going to come on the outside. And then what's so powerful is that's what you're going to be able to offer to other people. That's what we're talking about, offering thanksgiving. So we got to go back and examine and say, okay, what am I offering? What is my life offering to others? What is my life offering to other people? You know, it'll just flow out of us. Do you have anything you would like to comment or share? Just keep on rolling.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it's either one or the other. You know, when your heart's full, the enemy wants to keep our heart full of the world. The Lord desires us to get in his word and say, mm-hmm. fill your life with all of my goodness, all of my favor, all that I have to offer and give to you. And so, you know, as he said, in every circumstance, you know, in every circumstance, we are able, amen, to be thankful. We are able to offer to others the goodness of God, because there is going to be difficult times. There are going to be times where we're not going to feel like giving thanks. We're not going to feel like being grateful. We're not going to feel like doing all these times, all these days, but, you know, trouble, fear, just life in general. But it's this is the time. It's the moment of your life. It's the perfect time to offer a thanks and gratitude and praise unto the Lord. You know, your worst days can be your best days. You know, it's how you look at it. It's how you wrap your mind around it. It's what you desire to focus on. You know, I say it's in those hardest days, those days of trouble and difficulty. Those are the days you need to offer up the most thanks unto the Lord. Those are the days that you need to offer up the most praise unto God. Be thankful. Be grateful unto the Lord in those times. You know, the times when you feel like you've lost more than what you've gained. You know, whenever you ask, you know, how much more am I going to have to face? How much more am I going to have to go through? How much more, instead mm-hmm. of saying, look at another way and say, okay, let's see what God is able to bring me through today. Let's see how God is going to perform something great within my life today. And so just not forgetting on who he is.
Amen. You know, today is a wonderful day. Today, my daughter would have been 29.
Wow.
And I just thank God. And I praise his holy name.
Yeah.
That even though she's not celebrating here with me and her family, she's celebrating with the one who loves her the most. The one that created her, knit her together in my womb.
Yeah.
And I praise God, and I'm so thankful that one day, I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Standing with my Creator face to face. And it took me, Justin, it took me a while to get to this point, and it wasn't always easy, right. You know,
yeah.
Because I did go back to the old me. I went back to drugs and alcohol after losing Mark and my daughter. I went back to my old lifestyle. Hallelujah, I have a new lifestyle in Christ.
Amen.
It's a way of life.
Yeah.
It's like this morning, how sweet it was to be sitting in my living room having coffee and to get a text message and a phone call from someone who's coming out of that same lifestyle, who now has 80 days clean. How sweet it is that he contacted me for help.
Yeah.
And that I can be an encourager and encourage other people. Hey, I'm going to be real with you. It's not always easy, but I promise it is so worth it. Keep walking.
Yes.
Keep walking.
Amen.
Pressed in when it gets heavy, when you feel like quitting, when you want to throw in the towel. If you want to throw the towel in, how about you throw it up? Throw it up.
Yeah.
Because he ain't done.
Right.
And just to the blessing
mm-hmm.
it is to be able to thank him for the 21 years right. that I had my baby.
Yeah.
And to thank him for using me.
Yeah.
To encourage other people. It's worth it. It is so worth it. And I'll admit, I've had days
mm-hmm.
that I wanted to quit. I've had days that I just didn't think I could do it no more. But then here comes sweet Jesus, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Just take another step. It's okay. Yeah. I'm with you. When we invite Christ in our life, We are no longer doing it alone. When we open our heart and our life and surrender it to God, He is there. And He walks with us every step. And if we will just surrender it all, the good feelings, every feeling and every emotion, every good, bad, ugly, all of it. If we, you know, Lord, this is how I feel today. My heart's heavy, but I know that You're with me. Yeah. And that's what's going to keep me going. And to encourage others, it's just sweet.
Yes.
You know, He, of all the stuff Monica did, turning her back completely, going, I'm sorry I did that, Father. Going to mediums.
Yeah.
Doing everything the Bible said not to do. Completely going against the word of God. Mm-hmm. He still pursues.
Yeah.
And that little pulling of the heart. And if we just respond to that pulling of our heart, He won't disappoint and He won't leave.
That's right. It's good. It's powerful. You know, it's an honor to give praise unto the Lord, you know. It's an honor, and just like, you know, just everything you've mentioned there, David says in Psalms chapter number 50 and verse 15, he says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. And then it goes on the next part, it says, and you shall glorify me. So you call up on me, I'm going to deliver you, and then that's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You're going to give thanks, you're going to give gratitude, you're going to give honor unto what God's done.
Amen.
How faithful He's been. So, you know, our next point here, you know, we're talking about thanksgiving, what it is to give thanks and gratitude and honor and praise unto the Lord. But also know this, that there is freedom and deliverance in thanksgiving. Freedom and deliverance.
Yes.
And there's many people that are bound, chained, weighted down with life, with worries. You know, they can thank the Lord for a short time and a short moment, but they remain chained, bound, and weighted down. But whenever you truly, with an open heart, so we've talked about a heart full of thanksgiving, say, Lord, I'm going to trust You. I don't like the way it looks. I don't like the way that seems. But I'm going to thank You. I'm going to trust You. Yeah. I'm going to praise You. I want to tell you, there's going to be a deliverance. There's going to be a breakthrough. God's going to shine through and bring you out. And then when it's all said and done, you're going to lift up your hands. You're going to lift up your voice. Amen. It's not going to be a fake religion thanks and praise, but it's going to be a heartfelt thanks and praise unto the Lord, because He's delivered you out of where you were, delivered you out of the hurt and of the brokenness. So, you know, offering of thanksgiving, it's a praise unto who Jesus Christ is, how powerful He is, how great He is. You know, and so a lot of people forget how powerful God is and who God is in their life. He's a God that saves. He's a God that restores. He's a God that delivers. He's a God that can bring through the darkest times of your life. You know, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yes.
He's the author and the finisher of our faith. You know,
yes.
Bright morning star. All these things. The great I am. Bible says, who are you? How? I am the great I am. He's the one at steel able to perform all these things. So, you know, our gratitude and thanksgiving unto the Lord is not attached to feelings and emotions. That's where just the holiday, just another day comes in. You know, we're feeling grateful today, but tomorrow I'm not going to feel. It's attached to feelings and emotions. But true thanksgiving unto the Lord is not attached to our feelings. It's not attached to our emotions. It's not attached to the things in this world. It's not attached to the things in this life. It's not attached to all this sickness, all these viruses, all these fear tactics that the world's trying to bring up on us and tries to discourage us. But our praise and our thanksgiving unto the Lord, the gratitude unto the Lord, should be attached to who God is and how great He is. Amen. How powerful He is. And I just put this in my notes today, that whenever you attach a true offering of thanksgiving to the Lord, who the Lord is, how powerful, how great He is, knowing that He is able to do the impossible, the Lord will attach a greater blessing onto your life. Amen. And so whenever we attach a thanksgiving and a praise unto the Lord's going to attach onto your life. That's the greatest thing that can happen in your life. When we say, you know what, and the world don't understand this. The world don't understand, you know, our hurts and our pains and how we can still be joyful, how we can still rejoice in the Lord. How is it possible for you to give thanks? How is it possible for you to rejoice when all these things are happening inside of your life? Everything seems to be falling apart. And then God attaches something onto your life that the world's not going to be able to understand either. You know, until you understand what God is able to do through your circumstance and pains, you're never going to be ready and understand the blessing that's on the other side. And so many times it takes opening, it takes offering a thanks or a praise unto the Lord for God to unlock and open that blessing that He has and desires to put on your life, if that makes sense this morning. You know, don't attach everything to the world. Attach everything unto the Lord through praise and thanks, and He's going to attach unto your life. And I want to tell you, the blessings of the Lord is in abundance. It's an abundance blessing unto the Lord. It's going to be a blessing. It's going to be a favor that we're not even going to be able to contain, that we're not even going to be able to handle. And so, simply put this way, whenever we pour gratitude, thanksgiving, pour a blessing out onto the Lord, the Lord's going to pour a greater blessing into your life. There's a psalm here. Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. Psalms 103, 1 through 5. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." There's great benefits in the Lord. "Who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." And I love this here where it says, not forget all of His benefits. But when He goes and through here and says, who forgives your iniquities, that word all. Not just some, not just part, but all of our iniquities, all of our diseases. Amen. Who redeemed your life from destruction, who crowned you with loving kindness and tender mercies. And so, just continuing to bless the Lord, continue to be grateful in Him. So I think we're at the halfway point.